to DFM's Last Word on Health with Matt Cooper.
Now it's time for our medical spot. Excuse the dreadful pun, because we're going to talk about acne today. Acne is a common skin condition that affects most people at some point in their lives, particularly during adolescent years. We spoke about skincare during lockdown on the show last month, but Dr. Dearan O'Leary joins us now to talk specifically about acne and how some people have been experiencing flare-ups during the pandemic. Dearan, I think most people will be familiar with acne, but you might just outline what it is in medical terms and what exactly causes it.
So it's a skin condition, you know, characterized by spots, you know, like whiteheads or bumps on the skin, red, painful bumps. It's caused by there's a few things at play. So follicular hyperkeratinization, or just too much keratin in the follicles on the skin, too much sebum production. There's sometimes a bacterial element at play. So Cutibacterium acnes is a bacteria that's often associated with it. Acne tends to occur on areas of the body that are hormonally sensitive, you know, those hormonally sensitive sebaceous glands. So most typically occurs on the neck, but can occur as well on the neck, chest and back as well, can be quite bothersome for people. So, you know, there's a lot of triggers. And I suppose why we're speaking about it today is because people are reporting that wearing masks are actually is causing a flare of acne in some cases for some people. So, you know, wearing an item of clothing, you know, kind of that's very close to the skin and not allowing the skin to breathe, kind of increased humidity can cause flares.
Okay.
Of acne.
And is that what's happening? I mean, particularly at the moment when you've got really muggy weather outside, and I know I got a Lewis into the office this afternoon. The tram was quite busy, very humid outside, and wearing a face mask just adds that little bit of extra pressure to your skin, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I suppose there's a few things at play as to why acne might be flaring. So the mask could be one of it. The other one of the causes, the other cause that I'm wondering as well, you know, is psychological stress, because stress can actually trigger acne. And I think that, you know, we're all, you know, I think whether we know it or not, are likely to be more stressed than usual, you know, given everything that's changing and our lives are very different at the moment and kind of very things are changing day to day. So psychological stress can definitely play into it. And then, you know, there can be a dietary component. So sometimes to just look at the diet as well, and there's an association with dairy products and acne, and high glycemic diet, or a diet high in sugar, can also trigger it. There's drug induced acne as well, or medication induced acne. So sometimes, you know, can't be avoided. If you have to take a medication, it's prescribed, you have to take it. For example, yeah. If we're prescribing steroids, for example, is needed in some medical conditions, it can't be avoided. But then, you know, there are some things that you might be able to avoid, like, for example, some B vitamin supplementation can trigger acne as well. And a lot of the, you know, hair, skin and nail supplements that, you know, women predominantly take for hair, skin and nail health can actually have biotin in it, which can exacerbate acne as well. So just be mindful of that.
That's very interesting, because I wonder, is it true they say that women are more likely to suffer with acne than men?
Yes, unfortunately we are. So I suppose acne can be very hormonally driven, and our hormones do tend to change, you know, throughout the menstrual cycle. So changes in hormone levels throughout the cycle can make acne worse for women. It's more common in women. We also see acne flares in pregnancy, in early pregnancy, and it's also seen in women with PCOS, or polycystic ovarian syndrome. So yeah, unfortunately, is more common in women. So there's another reason it might be more common in women as well, is that it can be triggered by oil-based cosmetics causing acne cosmetica. So it's really important as well to watch out for the types of cosmetics that that we're using, that they're not oil-based.
Okay. So look, that's, I suppose, some of the causes of acne, and you've described, you know, what happens when we have a flare up. But let's talk a little bit about treatment options. And one thing that I found very interesting, we're all being encouraged to wear SPF daily, regardless of what the weather is like outside. And that also helps people that have acne.
Yeah, you know, wearing SPF is just, I think it's so important for all skin conditions, you know, because you have to protect your skin from the sun. And as you say, in all weather conditions, because your skin is exposed to UV rays, you know, even through the clouds. And so just wearing SPF is kind of is the golden rule of skin health, essentially, for, you know, for all skin conditions. So it's just it's important to wear daily SPF. Another nice over-the-counter product that can help as well with acne is tea tree oil. It has some antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, kind of antiseptic properties. So tea tree oil is another nice over-the-counter option. But if you're finding that, you know, over-the-counter options or options from the pharmacy aren't helping, definitely attend your GP about it, because I think people don't tend to come to their GP much about it, because it's seen a lot of the time where people think it's a, you know, it's completely cosmetic, but really it isn't, you know, it's something that GPs are definitely here to help with. In some cases, you know, we can, we give a course of oral antibiotics. We commonly use doxycycline, and that's the reason we might use that as opposed to anything else is because, you know, if you have a lot of acne on your back, for example, like how are you going to apply a cream to all of your back? So doxycycline is a nice antibiotic that can be used. But then there are other creams as well, like benzoyl peroxide can help. Again, it has antiseptic property and helps reduce bacteria in the skin. The thing about that, though, and a lot of these acne creams, is that they can be quite drying to the skin and sometimes cause a bit of redness. But that's that should settle in time, you know, so just don't overdo it. Allow time for the skin to get used to it. And, you know, just persevering with it and use it sparingly at the start.
I wonder, you know, people who will be familiar with acne, you know, when you think about acne, you think about spotty teenagers. But it doesn't necessarily just affect people in their teenage years. It can also be found in young adults, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, adult acne is very common, and it, you know, can affect people into their 20s, 30s and 40s, you know. And again, I would encourage anybody who's bothered by it, you know, to attend your GP. There's loads of options, and it is something that we would consider that would be, you know, we would, you know, want to talk to patients about and that we can help with, you know.
Aside from the physical side effects then that you've taken us through in some detail, Darren, acne can also cause significant psychological issues, can't it?
Absolutely. You know, it can be really psychologically difficult for somebody, you know, I mean, particularly if it's on their face, you know, can be really anxiety inducing, make somebody feel, you know, self-conscious. Teenagers in particular can be very embarrassed about it.
Often bullied, which obviously increases anxiety levels for people going to school that might be suffering with acne.
Absolutely. You know, it's hard enough being a teenager without dealing with this on top of it. And then, you know, people get very self-conscious and very, you know, worried about as well about like acne on their back. That really causes embarrassment for people. And, you know, if it's on their chest or arms as well. So, you know, really, if it's affecting, you know, you or someone, you know, definitely, you know, to chat to your GP about it, because we can help with it.
Yeah. And it is, I suppose, that aspect of it being so visible. It's very difficult to hide, particularly for young teenage girls, because, as you've mentioned, cosmetics can actually cause a flare up.
Can worsen it, exactly. So, but I suppose as well, with that said, you know, if girls or if anybody wants to try to camouflage their acne, you know, we understand that as well. It's just about using the right products, using products that aren't oil based or not comedogenic. There are good products on the market for that. Another nice tip, actually, is to use a green primer. That was a tip from a dermatologist I got years ago, because the green color counteracts the red, so it camouflages the red. So if you are camouflaging acne, use the right products, you know, because you don't want to make it worse. And actually, importantly as well, hair products, you know, look at what you're using in your hair as well, because those products can go down on the face and worsen acne as well. So have a good look at the hair products that you're using as well.
Okay. And finally, then, you mentioned it at the top of the piece. I mean, one of the main reasons we're talking about this today is because more and more of us are now wearing a face mask. But the public health advice is that, you know, if you have a health issue preventing you from wearing a face mask, that you're not required to wear that. Would acne fall within that criteria?
I don't think so. I'm usually a softie, but I think I'm going to have to say no on this one. You know, I mean, look, and I'm definitely getting breakouts as well myself. But, you know, I think that, you know, we'll have to persevere and, you know, just do our best. And no, I unfortunately would say acne wouldn't be a reason not to wear your mask.
Okay, solid advice as always there from Dr. Dearan O'Leary, health blogger and GP with My Cork GP. Thank you very much for your advice.
Today FM's Last Word on Health with Matt Cooper.